with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump choosing hedge fund manager Scott Bessent to serve as his Treasury Secretary. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Bessent, who is closely aligned with Wall Street, has defended Trump's tariff policies and is an advocate for deficit reduction. As Treasury Secretary, he would be a key leader on the president-elect's economic team. Bessent's selection wasn't surprising. He had been among the names floated for the role, and he was described by Trump as one of the top analysts on Wall Street. If confirmed by the Senate, he would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A drunken driver traveling the wrong way on a Wisconsin highway last year has been sentenced to more than 35 years behind bars. Scott Farmer's truck crashed into another vehicle, killing four children. Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says people living in the northeastern U.S. may be seeing some rough weather for Thanksgiving.
There's plenty of uncertainty as to how this system will develop, but we are looking at an area of low pressure that will probably develop somewhere over the Ohio Valley around Thanksgiving, and from there work its way to the eastern seaboard. Now, there is the potential on the backside of this system as it moves along the East Coast that we could see some frozen precipitation that could impact portions of the eastern U.S.
And on the West Coast, California bracing for more snow and rain. It's been a rough several days in that part of the country. Native American tribal citizens asking President Biden to designate thousands of acres of scenic badlands as North Dakota's first national monument. At least three tribal nations endorsed the proposal to preserve the area's indigenous and cultural heritage. Supporters say they will also ask President-elect Trump's administration for support. This is SRN News. Now, be honest, do you trust scientists?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a New York City church where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed suggestive scenes for a music video has been stripped of his duties. Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn says Monsignor Jamie Giganinello has been relieved of any pastoral oversight and or governance role at his church in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. This is SRN News. Authorities in Wisconsin urging a man who faked his own drowning to come back home.
Police have played a video sent by a missing Wisconsin father who's apparently in Europe after faking his own death. Ryan Borgward vanished August 11th after telling his wife he was kayaking. Authorities found his kayak and life jacket, but no sign of Borgward. Sheriff Mark Padole says Borgward told authorities he rode an electric bike through the night into Madison, Wisconsin, caught a bus, and headed to Canada, where he boarded a plane. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Louisiana legislature approving a constitutional amendment that would allow lawmakers to expand the number of crimes in which juveniles between 14 and 16 could be tried as adults. The measure would remove constitutional restrictions on juvenile crimes transferable to adult courts and given that power to the legislature. More details at SRNnews.com.